I have trainer Henry Candy and jockey Don O'Neill. Henry, of course, was second in the Derby in 1980 with Master Willie behind Henbit. Henry, you're shaking your head as if in 1980 you were but a twinkle in your father's eye.
Does sound an awfully long time ago now, doesn't it?
But I don't suppose it feels that long ago to you. Just talk us through your memories of that special day.
Well, it was an interesting day because the horse had been ill for 10 out of the previous 14 days and I didn't think he was going to run. And just looking at him on the Sunday morning before the Wednesday of the Derby, he looked as if he'd come back to himself in his stable. So I asked a guy just to take him out on the downs and see if there was any spark of life, and he couldn't sit on him. So he had a little canter on a Sunday afternoon, and he had a little breeze up on the Monday and a little breeze up on the Tuesday, and came here on the most extraordinary preparation, and very nearly pulled it off. But he was an unlucky horse that things didn't go right in the previous fortnight.
And that makes you only a whisker away from being in that very exclusive club of trainers who've won the Coronation Cup, which you did, the Oaks with Time Charter, and the Derby. So you know exactly what it takes to excel around here. Has Rugged Cross got any of the right attributes or all of them?
I'd have to have doubts about the horse staying. It is a staying family. Cape Cross isn't the greatest influence for stamina, although he has produced two classic mile and a half horses. He's small, he's neat, and I think he'll handle the track okay, and hopefully he'll travel well enough for Dane to get a reasonable position on him. So yes, I think he'll handle the track, and he's the right sort of shape. He's a gutsy little horse, he'll try his heart out, but I would have to have reservations about the trip.
And I know he's owned by a swashbuckling sporting owner in Thomas Barr. Is it entirely down to the fact that he owns him that he's going to take his chance in the Investec Derby?
Thomas and I had a little discussion in the paddock before he ran last Saturday, and I said, I don't think this horse is a mile and a half horse. And Thomas, with a broad smile, said, I think he is. So I knew which way we were heading, and I hope he's right.
So it was entirely non-negotiable. How much work did you put into him this morning, Dane?
It was just a gentle spin around the track. It was more for course experience than anything else.
And Henry was saying he's quite a handy little horse. Did he give you a nice balanced feel around Tattenham Corner?
Yeah, he felt fine. He came down the hill well, responded a little bit in the straight. And as I said, it was more for experience sake, just to have a look at the track, really.
Compared to Henry, who's had just three runners in the Derby, we were working out earlier, one a decade. You're a past master. This will be your fifth ride in the Investec Derby. What's the closest you've come so far?
About mid-division, I don't think I've troubled the judge.
What was your best spin in the Derby?
There's nothing any memorable.
There's been nothing remotely memorable. Do you think this horse, Rugged Cross, could at least be in with a squeak of hitting the board?
If he travels around well enough and handles the track on the day and the occasion, it'd be nice to think we could be sort of, you know, in the first sort of half dozen or so.
Okay, so just in front of Marcus Tregonnings, by the looks of things, if you're in the first half dozen. Henry, Dane, best of luck with Rugged Cross. Thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Henry Candy and Dane O'Neill will be
Thank
here taking
both.
Up the...